QST, QST, QST. This is Alpha Echo 7 Delta Mike Dave, located in Spokane, Washington. This is the Sunday morning net for the Adventist Amateur Radio, the Northwest Adventist Amateur Radio Association. We meet here every Sunday morning for about a half an hour on 3956 kilohertz. This is an informal net and operates as a round table to provide opportunity for participants to chat with each other. I think that might help a little bit. Maybe now you can hear me. So this, let's get back where I am. This is an informal net and operates as a round table to provide opportunities for participants to chat with each other. All amateur radio stations are welcome to join the discussion. We are ready for check-in.
N7OMP Chehalis.
KC8UD.
K7 Papa Charlie Tango.
Okay, I got a few here. I got Norm N7OMP and I had Gary in there, but I got a, look, I didn't get a KC8UD. And I also have N7PCT, I believe it was. That's Don. Okay, and I got KT7CA, Carlos. Okay. And hopefully you all heard me the first time since I was putting out only about 20 watts, or no, maybe 40 watts, but now I kicked it back up and you should be able to hear me pretty well. Okay, anybody else who would like to check in?
A7LBN.
Okay, I got K7OVN, that's Cam. Anyone else?
KF7FIA.
KF7FIA. Okay, I got you. That's Eldon, I believe. Anyone else? Okay, nothing heard. That's pretty good for the first start. I got six of you in here. Go ahead, Lauren, it's your turn first.
This N7OMP in Chehalis, where it's actively raining and the temperature is about 45 degrees. Rain is better than snow, a lot easier to get around, so we're rejoicing about that, and we're just recovering from a very difficult memorial service we had yesterday for one of our members, Dr. Gordon Johns, one of the ophthalmologists at PCLI, was killed about a month ago in a car accident, and so we're just recovering from that trauma to us all. Anyway, back to you, 10-7-OMP.
Well, that is too bad, especially when it's an early death like that in a car accident, so our prayers are with the whole family. Thank you, Lauren. Okay, KC8UD. Gary, you're in here early. It's nice to hear you.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Dave, and Lauren, and all the others. KC8UD. We're getting the day started a little earlier today, but anyway, we're down to 33 degrees here. And boy, we've been so dry through this winter. We're bracing ourselves, not sure what we're going to be facing this summer. Atlantis have not had rain or snow, and there's building so many houses around here, and a lot of them have private wells, and they're just going to be sucking the water right out of the ground, so that's getting us a little nervous. Anyway, I could hear you fine, Dave, even without the amplifier, so you're good, 30 over here. Good strong signal today. Back to you, KC8UD.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Yeah, you're about 20 over here. I hear everybody this morning, including Cam, and so it's great. The propagation must be good. And it's 30 degrees here in Spokane and foggy. Okay, let's go to Don. N7PCT.
That's K7, Papa Charlie. Papa Charlie Tango.
Kilowatt
7, Papa Charlie Tango, anyway. N7ARA. It is 40 degrees here in Mountain Freewater, and it is wet outside. It is not raining, but it is wet. So it has been raining, and I would imagine that there's more snow on the Blue Mountains, I would imagine, so. And I met Roger yesterday at church. He played the violin with Ole Olison. So, beautiful music, beautiful music. So, that's about it. KN7ARA, K7PCT.
Okay, thank you for that, Don, and I did correct your call sign. I have it on a different sheet. I don't know why I put N, but that's okay. Okay, well, I'm glad you're doing well and everything's doing good down in Walla Walla. Does anybody have an update on Roger's wife?
Yeah, I do here. This is WB7VZL.
Oh, go ahead, Roger. We'll let you check in now.
Yeah, signals are outstanding. I couldn't believe the 20-over signal from KC8UD. That was tremendous. And, Don and I had the privilege of meeting each other officially for the first time yesterday at the Milton Church. And it was really an amazing meeting, and I found out that George Hall was his brother-in-law. George Hall was a ham that was really wonderful at nurturing the education of new hams, and was aware of that nook and cranny, that very important part of ham radio. And I leaned on him over the years and became a friend of his and played his favorite song, The Way That He Loves. The Way That He Loves, and that triggered a memory during the service of George. And then to find out that Don was George Hall's brother-in-law, because I used to play the piece for Teeny and George on his deathbed, basically, where he gave me the music. Anyway, that's a lot of reminiscing, isn't it, Dave? Sorry about that. Over.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. No problem at all. How is your wife doing?
Okay. Hey, yeah, you know, she's suffering the extraction of some of the lymph for the pathologist to look at, and she's black and blue. I don't know what they do during surgery. My wife is always bruised easily. She's not taking blood thinners, but she was so bruised after that surgery. I don't know what they did to cause it all that. But anyway, see, her colors, her normal color is turning gradually over time. We're of course hoping and praying that we'll find out that the lymph system was not involved. That would be very much of a blessing. But if not, we'll just have to give what the Lord gives us and praise Him for life each day. Back to you, Dave, WB7VZL.
Okay, thank you for that update, Roger. Okay, we'll go to Carlos. We'll go back up to the list. KT7CA, it's your turn. Okay, thank you for that, Carlos. Good to hear you. Yes, the propagation is very good this morning. Let's chat with Cam, K7OVM.
K7OVM, you're in Roseburg, and it's 41 degrees here, and it wasn't raining when I came over from the house. I don't know if it's raining now or not. Interesting story that I have is yesterday after church, was going out to the car, and the car parked next to me had a ham radio call sign on it. If you want to write it down just for reference, it's Kilo Golf 6 Charlie Sierra Uniform KD6CSU. And the gentleman's name was Robert Flores, and he lives in Gresham. He's down here working for a couple of weeks, but inanimate attempt that I don't think any of us have heard of. Maybe some of you all have, I don't know. But anyway, I'll just report that I met him yesterday, and that was a surprise and an enjoyable few moments talking to him. K7OVN, back to them.
Did you catch that, Dave?
The last 7 through 2 I didn't catch at all, but I heard most of it.
Yeah, he had turned it back to you, and I just jumped in here. Cameron was saying he had a serendipitous meeting with an Adventist who is a ham operator, led by the license plate call sign, which led to the conversation, and a technician, but apparently there was a neat convergence there at the end of the church service. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, thank you for that, Cam. Let's go to Eldon, KF7FIA.
KF7FIA. It's 43 degrees on the east side of Interstate 5, but we had rain last night. I don't think it's raining now. Never even checked. But anyway, everything's going well here. There's not much to add to the net, so back to you. This KF7FIA.
Okay, thank you for that, Eldon. Roger, I'll let you have another minute. You're at the bottom of the list till I check for more check-ins.
Well, I've already probably spoke too much, but yeah, I'm very empathetic in the sense that I don't think our Walla Walla rainfall has been very much. We hardly have had any moisture here, really. We sure hope that February will bring a contrast like down in the Treasure Valley. How's it in Spokane, Dave? Over.
Well, January has been very light, not much rain or snow at all. I haven't shoveled any. Well, I shoveled my one driveway just a little tiny bit once, but we're behind on snow, but the fall time we had a lot of rain. I mean, between June and December, end of December, we probably had 15, 18 inches, something like that, which we average only about 15 to 18 a year, I think. So anyhow, it's fine, but it's definitely a warm, not much moisture winter here. So, okay, let's see if there's anybody else who would like to check into the Northwest Adventist Amateur Radio Association net. Please come with your call sign.
WB6EGS.
Good morning, Larry. Glad to hear you in there. Anybody else in there?
This is Larry again. I have a men's breakfast, so I have to go. But anyway, God bless you all. It's 45 degrees here in Eagle Face. So, yeah, gotta go to the men's breakfast. WB6EGS.
Okay, I got that, Larry. 35 degrees, that's good. It's above freezing. Okay, anyone else that would like to check in?
Whiskey Sierra 7 Delta Alpha.
Okay, we got Mike, Whiskey Sierra 7 Delta Alpha. Also, I heard somebody else start to talk as I keyed up, so go ahead.
Kilo Bravo 7 Papa Sierra Delta.
Okay, I got the Kilo Bravo 7. You want to give me the last part?
Kilo Bravo 7, Papa Sierra Delta. Papa Sierra Delta.
Okay, Kilo Bravo 7, Papa Sierra Delta, and your handle?
And the handle here is Steve. Steve is the handle. Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo.
Steve, is that correct? Somebody want to give me a relay on that one?
Relay, yes, that is
affirmative, it's
Steve.
Okay, great, I got Steve. Okay, anybody else? Okay, we'll go to Mike, WS78.
Yeah, good morning all. It's 43 degrees here in southern Willamette Valley with light rain. And otherwise, we're in good shape. Back to you. This is Whiskey Sierra 7 Delta Alpha.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's good. It's nice and warm there. Well, warm for wintertime, especially warm for Spokane. Okay, Steve, KB7PSD, what's your location?
Hi, good morning to you all, and sounds like I'm not getting out super well, but the location here is Oregon City in Oregon, and yeah, not too much to report here, over.
Okay, I copied Oregon City. Did you copy the rest of it, Mike?
Roger that. Yeah, he didn't have much else to report, but Steve, you have a good 5x8 here down. I'm down here in the Pleasant Hill area. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you for that, Mike. I do have one request, and that is I need someone to take the net. 2 weeks from now, on February 14th, I'm going to be out of town. My wife wants to go somewhere where it's warm and sunny, and so we're going to head to San Diego for 3 or 4 days, which is somewhat close. So if someone could take the net, let me know at some point before we're done this morning. So, okay, let's see if there's anybody else that would like to check in. This is Alpha Echo 7 Delta Mike operating as November 7 Alpha Romeo Alpha, looking for more check-ins. Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to go back to the top of the list. Lauren, it's your turn, N7OMP.
Good morning again. It's N7OMP in Chehalis, Western Washington, where, of course, it's raining. What would you expect otherwise? And that's better than snow. We're on a good course for the week, getting started, getting things done. My wife is flying to California on the weekend. I'm staying home, and we'll manage here. This N7OMP.
Okay, hopefully she's going where it's sunny and warm, Lauren. I'm actually headed to Morgan Hill, California, just south of San Jose tomorrow morning. And I'm looking forward to the sunshine in the mid-70s temperature for the week, so that'll be nice. Okay, Gary, KCAUD, it's your turn.
All right, good morning again, folks. KCAUD. Roger, I'm glad to hear that Daylene is at least recovering. Sorry that she's had some pain and some bruising. I guess that's how we get through those things a little bit. And I am just so grateful that so far I am 2 years cancer-free at this point, and things look good. So I just praise the Lord for that. And so we keep going. I was going to ask Lauren once again, what's the name of the physician that you had the memorial for yesterday? Over.
This is 7OMP. The name of my friend and the ophthalmologist is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Johns, J-O-H-N-S. Over.
Okay, all right, Gordon Johns. It looks like they've taken his photo and bio off of their website. So I was just going to look that up and see. So it looks like they've already extracted that. That's a shame, really is. And boy, I was aware of at least two other memorials that were happening yesterday. And watched one of them on the live stream. The other I could not seem to get connected to, but seems like there's more and more of that happening these days, or perhaps it's just we're in that age group where we're taking more notice of it. I don't know, but anyway, I think the time for all of us is coming soon. And we'll send it back to you, Dave, KC8UD.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Let's go to Don, K7PCT.
N7ARA, K7PCT here in Milton, Freewater. We're
It's wet but not raining, and 40 degrees, and Roger told me, we met Roger yesterday at church, and it was beautiful violin music, and George Hall was my brother-in-law. We married sisters, and I know him from a long time ago, so we even roomed together at Upper Columbia Academy. So, history. Anyway, prophecy is unfolding and behold in front of our eyes, things are happening. They're happening. Excuse me. Fact N7ARAK7PCT.
Okay, thank you, Don. Carlos, KT7CA.
We'll hear from our president. Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. Yeah, and our prayers go out for those that are on the East Coast, with actually the South, all that ice. That's nasty stuff. That we had an ice storm here years ago in Spokane, and it pretty much shut the town down for a little while. Okay, thank you, Carlos. Let's move on to K7OVM. We'll give Cam another chance.
K7OVM, this is a signal check. I've switched over to the amplifier. How's it sound, K7OVM?
Yeah, AE7DM here. You're down in the noise level for me, Cam.
Okay, well, I switched the power up a little bit. Any difference, or is it still not so good?
Okay, so he's got a SWR problem. Okay, well, we'll move past Cam, and we'll move on to Eldon, KF7FIA.
That's KF7FIA. Yeah, on note about how dry it's been this winter, Crater Lake, which is about 50 air miles east of us, usually this time of year has 10 feet of snow. Well, according to the camera up there, they probably doing good to have 1 foot of snow, so it definitely shows how dry it has been here this winter. But anyway, other than that, nothing more to add. That's the end of my life.
Okay, thank you, Eldon. The propagation is definitely dropping off. I'm having a little harder time hearing some of you. Okay, let's see. It's down to Roger now, W7VZL.
Yeah, Eldon was just saying that there is a camera or a judgment of moisture levels by the snow, and there's next to nothing, barely a foot of snow at Crater Lake compared to the, I think he said, 7 or 8 feet of snow normally this time of year. Yeah, well, Gary, you're not the only one. Apparently, the moistures are down this year for sure. Well, I didn't catch Lauren's concern, and there was a desire to pray for a situation. I joined in late, so if that could be repeated, maybe we could pause to have prayer if need be at the end of the net. And welcome, Steve, to our net from Oregon City. Thank you very much for joining us today. And Cameron, after the net, if you want to have me try to make some comparisons, I'm sure Mike and I would be willing to give you some reports. So back to you, Dave. Over.
Okay, thank you, Roger, for that. And yes, once we get through this list, we'll stop and pray. So this next is Larry, WB6VGS. Oh, okay, I didn't catch that. Okay, we'll move on to Mike, WS7DA.
Well, good morning, all. Everyone has a really good signal here, and Cameron, you came in a good 10 over 9 where I was the last transmission. Yes, it's definitely dry here. it's hard for me to feel guilty about having all the sunshine, but I guess I probably should feel a little bad. I just hope that we do get some moisture and avoid a bunch of forest fires. Anyway, it's good to hear everyone. Your signals are all coming in very well at my location. N7ARA, this is WS7DA.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, let's see if Steve is still in there. KB7PSD, it's your turn.
Nothing heard here.
Okay, nothing heard. Maybe Lauren can come back and give us, I think that the prayer request was for the family of this doctor that died. Is that right, Lauren, M7OMP?
Yes, that's correct. For his widow, her name is Susie. Susie Johns is going through quite a little distress, but she does have family here with her for a few days. Thank you.
Okay, Roger, would you pray for the group and for this widow and their family?
Heavenly Father, we just again pause to empathize spiritually with Susie Johns and the vacancy that she no doubt will feel critically in many moments of her future. We pray your comfort upon her. Lord, may your Holy Spirit use her gifts of ministry. May her grief may turn into a blessing to those around her, and may those around her also reciprocate and give her the nurturing and empathy that she needs during this time of sorrow. And we pray for the net as well. We pray for each one that has dropped in. I don't know the background of Steve that joined us this morning, but Lord, we pray for him and his we pray for Cameron too and his station as he refines it as well. Thank you for your grace in traveling mercies for Dave and his dear wife as they find a short but very special island of time in their busy, busy lives with all the deliveries that Dave's wife does. So thank you for blessing them in going to California. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roger. Okay, I think we're pretty close to the end, but if there, we're over a little. Anybody have any comments they'd like to make before I close the net down?
This is WS7DA. If Gary, if you could stick around a little bit afterwards, maybe we could make some contact back to net control, WS7DA.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, anybody else? Okay, we will go. I'd like to thank those of you still on the frequency for your participation today. The Northwest Adventist Amateur Radio Association Net will meet again next Sunday at 7 a.m. on 3956 kilohertz. We look forward to hearing from you then. This is Alpha Echo 7 Delta Mike, operating as N7ARA. The name is Dave, and I'm located here in Spokane, Washington. I'm closing the net and returning the frequency to open use. Have a good day, all, and a good week.
K7OVN, still here.
Hey, Cameron, KCOVN, this is WS7DA. You sounded pretty good here. Of course, I'm pretty close. You were a little over 5.9 that last transmission.
Yeah, I went back with the radio. I turned the amplifier off. Why don't you go ahead and make your call to what you were wanting to do there, I guess, with Gary. But and thank you, Roger, for sticking around too if you want to. But I'll be here for a few moments if you guys are able to play around with this amplifier a little bit more. K7OVN.
Yeah, Cameron, I guess I didn't hear a big contrast, but go ahead and make contact with Gary, Mike, over.
All right, thank you, guys. I can move to a different frequency. KC8UD, this is WS78.
Hi, Mike. Good morning. Good signal here, KC8UD.
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in well over 5x9 here. I just wanted to touch bases. I'm planning on driving over to the Laurelwood campus here for a few minutes this morning, if that's something you're still interested in.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not getting a whole lot more information otherwise, so yeah, anything that you would do there would be helpful. Thank you.
Roger that. Would you like me to just give you a call on your cell phone?
Well, I don't care. I mean, that's just not necessary, but if you could just gather a little information, if you're able to get into that building, and just alert me as to where the electrical panel is and what kind of service you think that is there and where there are outlets, and I just don't know the lay of the land, and I don't know what we have to work with. So I understand there are wood beams overhead, so I guess some brackets could be hung there for lighting, and I don't know if there is a sound system in place or if I need to bring one in. There's just a lot of things I don't know about the building. Over.
Roger that. Okay. Well, that's no problem. I'm sure I'll be able to get a lot of information on that very quickly. I'll get some photos, and I'll just email you a description then. And so we'll be in touch, Gary. You've got a good signal here, and I hope you have a great week. KC8UD, this is WS78.
All right, Mike. Thank you for doing that. I really hope that's not far out of your way. If it is, please just forget it. I don't want you to go through a lot of trouble. And I expect to hear from these folks again sometime later this week. I was hoping to hear last week, but I was informed that they were all busy. They were down in the Loma Linda area at some event for the week. So I guess this might be the week. And if some of the photos you shoot might help, it might eliminate my need to have to drive all the way out there to do a little site survey. It's a long drive. Anyway, thank you so much for any help. I appreciate it. KC8UD, you have a good day.
All right, 73 is Gary. We'll be in touch. WS7DA. Go ahead, Roger, if you're there.
Yeah, well, of course, my mind is casting about on the previous conversation that I was not aware of how that works. I think of Gary in Idaho, and apparently, Gary, are you planning on going to where Mike is located? I don't know. But Cameron, give us a contrast between your amp and non-amp. Is that what you're looking for, Cameron? Over.
Yeah, okay, 7LVN here. Yeah, currently I'm running just the my IC 7300 is a small power, 100 watts, I'm assuming. And so I'm using that. But when Mike visited me here a few weeks ago, he suggested I get a different tuner for my antenna. And so I got a LDG AT600 auto tuner. And so I'm running through that right now. And I don't know, it looks like if I'm reading here, it's getting 100 watts, maybe a little bit above 100 watts sometime. And so what I'm going to do, after Josh, give me a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and turn the amplifier on and turn my IC7300 down, the power down a bit, so I don't blow things up here. And it'll take me some minutes to get the tubes warmed up on this old amplifier. So that's the story. So stand by. I'll be right back on here in a few moments.
All right. Okay. Yeah. There can't be too much input to handle. I learned the hard way with trying to tune Chinese tubes, 572Bs, would not take any of that abuse, and I lost them within a couple of seconds. So anyway, I'm hurting from that hard lesson of screen current. Anyway, well, Mike, hey, it's good to hear you, Mike. And how about taking the net February 14? Are you going to be around, Mike?
Roger. Well, I'm thinking about it. I got to check with my lovely wife. She was talking about getting out of town, and I wasn't sure which weekend. So but that's a real possibility. So I'll be in touch with Dave and talk to him as soon as I confirm that with Marvin. Hey, I'm so sorry I missed the early part of the net. Roger, how is your wife doing? This is WS7DA back with WB7VZL.
Well, I missed the earlier part of the net as well. So I was curious, of course, about hearing about prayers for Susie, who lost her husband. And I didn't know about that. And so, no apologies. Well, she just came out of the surgery really black and blue, but kind of mysterious. She had a cancer that was removed, we hope, of course, and it was, I guess the sorest part is where they tried to take the lymph. They got the lymph to do a pathology report on whether that is officially involved. Thus far, before we get the report, it seemed from indications that Daylene had escaped that involvement. So we're sure hoping and praying for that. That's kind of where we're at. And she's in good spirits, by and large. And so anyway, the challenge, of course, is when you learn that when you have taken estrogen replacement for decades, and you're now suffering the statistical problems that go along with that. And so the shock of not having it, it changes a person. It changes your temperature control ability, and you go into you go through night sweats. The change of life experiences all of a sudden at 75. She's almost 75. So what you tried to avoid years ago are now coming back. Over.
Well, Roger that. Well, I want you to know we will keep praying for her. I'm glad at least they think they got all the cancer and these other things are. It's funny, you know, we improve our health in so many ways, but then sometimes they come back to bite you. So we'll keep praying for her and for you too as well, Roger. This is WS7DA.
Yeah, thank you very much. We can always use that. And that's very, very appropriate. We'll let you know, of course, about the lab results forthcoming. Okay, Cameron, are you hooked up?
Hey, 7OBN, yes, I've got the amplifier hooked up, and I don't know, it's working, but let me know a signal check.
Well, I take it that I take it that your tuner has some meters on it, I hope. And are you getting more output with the amp than you were without the amp? Over.
It seems to be about the same. So let me turn the power up on my radio a little bit.
Changes very much here. So stand by and I'll see that. I'll
check back in a moment.
KT7CA, go ahead.
Cameron, this is WS7DA with K7OVN. You know, I'm wondering, did you turn the tuner off on your IC7300? Because there may be you may be competing between the IC7300 and the auto tuner. And also, I'm not sure if you took some time to properly tune the amplifier itself. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's quite possible that there's some complications going on there. I actually have the radio plugged into the auto tuner. There's a cable that says you can get to, and I haven't connected that way. Could be that is an issue, I'm not sure. The amplifier seems to be jumping right up there at 500 watts, but the display on the auto tuner does not have it. So I did bump my amplifier power on the radio to 45%, and I believe that the tuner is going through the auto tuner.
K7OVN, this is WS7DA. You need to turn the auto tuner feature off on your transceiver because I think they're fighting each other. You can only have one tuner because what you're doing is you're tuning the tuner. And the external auto tuner is working on the transmission line. So that may be an issue. K7OVN, this is WS7DA.
Okay, K7OVN. When I do that, the FWR goes nuts on when I turn the tuner off on the radio. The FWR on the tuner is bad. Probably can't even hear me.
You're about the same. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I can do the auto-tuner again without the tuner being on the radio, so stand by, I'm going to do that right now. You're probably going to hear a tone for that going off, so stand by. Okay, I don't know if that's going to make any difference. Well, the SFR seems to be better on the auto tuner. How's my signal now? K7OVN.
K7OVN, that's WS7DA. Yeah, you went up. You're about 10 over 9 now. Roger, how do you read Cam?
Well, I was not necessarily that impressed with the contrast, so your report is much more significant. I've got significant noise here, but I'm really not an authority on tuners and that sort of thing. All I know is that it's not that dramatic. Is the amplifier supposed to put out about 1,000 watts over?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I do have a limitation on my antenna of 500 watts, and so I'm trying not to go up to 1,000 watts with the amplifier. That's why I have my output power on the radio set back to, well, I guess 40% right now. But on the meter on the auto tuner, yeah, it doesn't even tell me that I'm getting up just above 100. So I don't know. And as far as tuning the amplifier, I have no idea how to do that. So there's some knobs on the front of it. I have the manual. I've gone through the manual, and it doesn't really say anything about. There's a tune button on here, and I've got it's got a 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and obviously from a different band. And I have it set at the upper range, upper side of 325 close to 3956. So anyway, I don't know. I'll probably just turn it off after all the effort to test this.
K7OVN, this is W7DA. Well, I think you're almost there. I really think your amplifier needs to be tuned. The way that's done is you do it with a low wattage carrier. You got to figure out how to get a carrier from your transceiver. At my shack, I have a CW key. That's what I use. You adjust to both the tune and the load so you get maximum signal output. I suspect that may be part of the problem. The other question, if that doesn't work, then it may be your antenna setup. WS7DA, this is K7OVN, this is WS7DA.
Yeah, WS7DA, this is K7OVN. Well, that certainly could be part of it. I do have a transmit button on my radio that I think I can push.
K7OVN, this is WS7DA. Well, don't give up quite so easily, Kim. We'll get this worked out one way or the other. If I can, I'll get down there. Maybe we can fiddle around with it a little bit. I'm unfamiliar with that amplifier, although it is a cousin to mine, and I think that the architecture is somewhat about the same. So we'll figure that out. This is WS7DA with K7OVN. And Roger, are you still there? WB7BZL?
Oh yeah, I know the frustration, and like I say, I'm not really an antenna tuner pro at all. All I know is that I was careful in putting together this Pi network here for this amplifier years ago, and I wanted it to be maximum. And every antenna tuner has some loss as well, so I try to avoid them. I try to use resonant antennas that are naturally resonant to avoid antenna tuners. That's been my philosophy, but fortunately I've had the real estate to do that. If you don't, then you have to compromise. Now, what I have done, if there is coax in and coax out, I'll take a regular SWR bridge and tune the amplifier for maximum out. That's for sure, for both the plate and the load, and alternate back and forth until you're maximized. But as you said, Mike, you've got to have an input that's appropriate for the tubes, for the amp. And my empathies, Cameron, if this is kind of new to you. WB7VZL, we're able to copy, but it's pretty light. God bless you guys. Thanks for the visit. And yes, and I hope you can run our net. But your wife is your top priority. WB7VZL. Bye bye.
KT7CA, go ahead. He's got. I can't remember.
remember the exact model number of the LDG, but he'd got, I think, the one that, the top one that handles the most wattage. I think it's 1,000 watts. How is your tuner working? Back to you. Well, I hope you get that tuner from back order and get that online, Lauren. It'd be great to have a little bit more power behind your signal. Cameron, are you still there? This is, I'm with K7OVN and KT7CA. This is WS7DA.
K7OVN, yes, I am. I went back to just radio power.
You sound good. I mean, from my distance to you, you're sounding good. You're a little less than 5x9. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to figure all this stuff out. And the information. I guess they expect the electronic engineers to run it, which some people are. I've got some. Understanding of what's going on, but the information on my monitor right now. Oh, by the way, it's the 600 Pro, not 600 watt model, not 1,000 watt.
Okay, Roger, that it's a 600 watt tuner. Hey, Cam. Let me think about this and let's correspond a little bit either by phone or email, and I'd sure like to see you get some satisfaction one way or the other, but I'll let you go for now. This is I'm WS7DA signing out with K7OVN.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much.
K7OVN, WS7DA. Well, 73s to both of you, and hope you guys have a great week. 73s.